I'd like to call order the Town of Montville Finance Committee Special Meeting of Tuesday, April 28th, order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Like the record show that I have Counselor Southern, Counselor Baker, and myself present. And we also have Julie Chapman, Finance Director. Also in attendance, we have Counselor Karen and Counselor Jaskiewicz. Oh, Kim Lopez. Counselor Lopez, thank you. How did you get in?
I snuck in. I'm hard.
You did good at that thing, yeah. Also in attendance, I think we have all four fire chiefs here from all the different companies, so welcome.
Vice Chair of the Public Safety.
And Vice Chair of the Public Safety, so it's up there. And we have Mr. Bill O'Neill, our IT Director, and I swore I saw the Fire Marshal.
Yeah, he had everyone that get another PC for that.
I'm sorry, what?
He had to go get another piece of paperwork or something for that.
Okay.
That was all.
Sounds good. Well, we have an agenda, and we need to wait for the Fire Marshal, or we can go and get started with the IT. I don't know if you're ready to jump in or...
Okay. Do you have any questions?
What page do we have, Julie?
29.
The IT.
Let's take a look it over.
Already skipped over the meeting, you're done. You spoke in your bed, I think.
So as you can see, we did make some adjustments from the department request to the mayor's proposed budget, which would affect some of the software and maintenance agreement line items.
So it looks like several, couple things went up. And I think that throughout the year, you articulated that they were gonna go up. I know we looked at the support and access fees, we took on more, is it the same as license agreements as access fees, or is that something different?
Support and access fees did go up. There were a number of new items that were added to the budget since last year. There was Nearmap and...
Yep.
Tyler Content Management.
Yeah, those are all the stuff.
More licenses for Esri. NetMotion is new that we didn't have to pay before, so that's going up. That's for the police, public safety.
Now, the mayor had you at $187,500, and then the mayor took it down, it looks like, almost $12,000.
Can you repeat that just a little louder?
Your budget was $187,500 for support access fee, that's $52,000.
Support access fees, right.
And then you had the mayor's proposed budget in front of you?
Right, the mayor trimmed it down. $187,500 is a, it's a good number. Basically, this is everything we have and everything we're using now. And just basically, we go out and get quotes from the vendors on how much it's gonna be, and things were up, and we added new things, and $187,500 is what the number came up as.
Julie, the mayor trimmed it down.
Yes, Yeah, the mayor turned it down.
Is that his explanation, what's the, you know, Julie, what his rationale was for that, or?
I believe some of the items, we didn't have quotes for all of them and they were input at a certain percentage, right? So we're just kind of hoping that they didn't come in at, was it a 9% increase? We were hoping they'd come in a little lower.
Some of the things were like more than 3% an increase, but right, there's always hope, again, things aren't gonna be really expensive when they do send us the invoices for their support fees, but the reality is they might even go up higher than that, so.
Councilors, any questions?
They do.
Costs are skyrocketing for everything, for some reason, UPS has gone up, Next has gone up, Tyler Tech has gone up. That's what it is, you have a bunch of new features of units that cost more money. Content manager, enterprise forms, requisitions, those were all added.
But I think what the finance director was saying is that they looked at the scope of what was being, some of the things, so I think we wanna, I guess what's on the table is, do you feel confident what you and the mayor looked at, the mayor looked at is an accurate number, Julie, 175?
Yeah, I think so.
And the next item, hardware, what hardware, you had 70,000 and right now you're, the mayor dropped it down 10,000.
Yeah, but hardware costs are always, all going up, they've been going up slowly and so what the hardware line item, our hardware account does is it buys new hardware, servers, computers, switches, stuff we need and refresh year after year. We do repairs out of that line item, police vehicles, modems, in-car video for the police. So basically anything that we need new to replace as a result of a normal refresh cycle or if it's broken, that comes out of that line item.
Julie, does the police include whenever they are the fire, do they include in their, I guess their evaluation for the IT upgrades, I know they always discuss it.
Like their equipment line item, do they take into account IT? No.
Okay, so what was the mayor's justification to take that 10,000 off of that?
The 2026 budget was 58,560.
Okay.
They requested 70, so
Okay.
we just bumped it up a little bit from last year due to the budget constraints that we've been working through.
Any questions from the officers? Councilor Baker, you said you had some questions.
Yeah, but I know we've had a recurring issue with the landfill with that computer down there. I mean, the transfer station with that computer down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we're looking to update the software as well on that to be able to calculate or to know the amount of material that comes in there. For example, you're allowed to have 8 bags of trash a week. You come through the gate and then you have to pay $3 for every bag after that. And that computer, and that software that we have cannot track that.
Why can't it?
Because we can't tell how many bags, if you came in and dropped 8 bags today, and then you come in Saturday and dropped 8 bags, we don't know that. We just know you came in twice. That's all we know.
Well, a long time ago, we put in the ability to count the bags at zero cost, so I'm not sure what's going wrong, but they do have the ability to count bags and put it in as zero bag, zero cost.
Yeah, but we don't know. At second time, when somebody comes in, how many bags has been told for the week? We can't tell.
And
You mean by person? So you have to essentially set up a profile for each citizen? I don't know.
So the problem is, again, if you come in tomorrow when they're open and drop 8 bags, then you come back Saturday and drop 8 more. We don't know you're at 16 bags and you owe us for 3 bags. But we don't know that. We have no way of knowing that. There's nothing that pops up on a computer and said, he was already here and dropped enough, these many bags. Now we add on to it. And I know that's been a reoccurring issue and it's, we're losing revenue, plain English.
Does the software have the functionality to do what Counselor Baker was suggesting?
We might have to get new software if it's not, not doing the job. I was, we had just replaced the point of sale machine earlier this month with a newer machine. But it all depends on the back end. I'm not saying it's impossible to do what you want to do with what we have, but I would have to take some time to look into it.
Yeah, if you would please, because it's been a reoccurring issue that we're having, and we're leaving revenue on the table. And unless we can recoup that revenue somehow to offset our disposal costs, it's going like this.
And just going down there, there's folks coming in with clearly more than 8 bags at one given time. And I don't know how that's actually being articulated or accounted for. But if you could, maybe look into the function.
It should be possible to count the bags and see how many times a specific permit number, or we could say person, came across with through the check-in and with how many bags on what day. I mean, I count that up.
Yeah, but that's like after the fact. So after they've...
It would have to be after the fact. How else would it be?
Well, I think we're trying to do at the... I think what ideally, I think, and I'll speak for you, is when you come in, they say, how many bags do you have?
Mm-hmm.
3 bags. They would do your windshield. 3
right.
bags goes against it.
Yeah.
And in there, it should, that display should say a total.
Well, you want them to be advised in real time how many bags this person has.
Mm-hmm.
Like for that week.
The total for the week.
Okay.
Because right now, what happens is we're way over our tonnage. We get charged by tonnage.
Okay.
And so if we're not keeping track of that, it could be an issue. We're way over on the tipping fees this year. So it is something that was the whole purpose of that system, was to keep it so 8 bags a week kind of thing.
Right.
And so if we're not doing that, then the functionality is not helping out. And
okay.
So if we
look into this. We may be able to still do it with what we have. There may be some kind of an alert that can pop up if a customer goes over a certain amount of bags per week. If not, we'll have to investigate a different system. If this is that important, it's going to cost money. But I actually was looking at systems a month and a half ago about this that would use, actually, instead of doing a permit system, and it is a system specifically designed for transfer stations or town dumps, they might have that ability. So what I was primarily interested in was license plate recognition. You know, do away with the permit system completely and have the license plate read when the person comes in and by a camera, so it would be all automatic. And then, so one of those things. But
I wouldn't necessarily not do that. That is a good way to do it. But you already have the sticker with the code on it. I know the car wash I go to, when I drive up, it automatically scans my windshield, opens the gate, lets me in, and it sets up the machine for whatever car wash. So I know I'm not saying that we need something that fancy, but
We need to maintain the sticker system because...
That's how it's a visual.
Exactly. We need to maintain the sticker system because we have a revenue stream that comes from that.
Okay, so
if we do away with the sticker system, now we just lost that revenue as well. So now we're getting hit twice.
I heard a rumor that you guys were going to go to selling bags at different stores.
Not yet, no.
No, that's just a study. That's
a study we're doing.
There's nothing formally done, but that could be.
But like I said, it's not part of this. So, do you have any questions?
Yeah, on your line item 53002, under consulting. You requested 40,000, it was dropped by 25. What are those consulting fees for?
Well, I'm retiring, so the town was going.
Well, congratulations, if you didn't know that.
Whoa. So
Congratulations.
He's a transition for the new department head.
Okay.
They're gonna need to hire, you know, come in consult, so.
Is that gonna be a good number, Julie, to have enough to cover what we're gonna need to do that way?
Yeah, it depends on number of hours that are needed, but I forget why we dropped it down, Bill. I think we thought maybe not as many hours were gonna be needed.
I don't know what the issue was, to tell you the truth. Really depends on how soon you hire somebody, who this person is, how much help they need.
Yeah, yes.
Well, it also comes down to it's an unknown right now. It's a good speculation, and I go back to my mantra, I don't wanna be charging taxes on an unknown to, you know, and you know, that's, you know, it's good to say, yeah, we need this money set aside, but if we know we may or may not spend it, I just don't wanna be, you know, levying taxes on that type of money. It's something we can take care of easily.
Yep, you're right, it is an unknown,
so.
That's the only reason I wanted to, circling back to the other thing with the computer software that I was talking about. I think maybe the most important thing that we have to do is I chair Public Works Solid Waste. So maybe myself, you, Flo Turner, who runs the landfill, the transfer station, and John Carlson, the director, all four of us sit down and better articulate to you what our needs are to make this thing work.
Okay.
So, when you retire, so we can get together with you.
Wow, but it's gonna have to be soon.
Well, you tell me, and we'll make it happen.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk, I'll stop and see you. That's all right.
All right.
Okay.
That's the question I have. What's about the consultant?
And do we have any other areas for the IT department?
No, this is the only division.
Well, other than, right now, I guess we're gonna go with the mayor's proposed. I don't see any cuts on maybe the 15,000 for the consulting, but other than that, you guys have any suggested cuts we do here?
Not right now, I don't.
All right. Well, thank you. And let us know before you actually retire. Let us know, don't just leave.
I'm never leaving you guys in a rush, that's for sure.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, thank you, sir.
All right, we have the fire marshal. I just wanna say, I guess congratulations, though, in Franklin, and they said you're the new fire marshal. Okay, I was like, well, you're a fire marshal in Montville, so I was like, good, well, congratulations.
Yeah, I guess. Do you want to just go over what's here first, and then we'll go over the proposed for four firefighters? Or do you want to do that first?
What page are we on?
59.
Oh.
Emergency management.
59?
Yes.
What page?
59.
69?
Five, nine.
All right, you're talking a little loud.
Well, you can move to the front, Mr. Jaskiewicz. There's plenty of seats up here.
Yeah, I know.
See, Sam, why would you leave that case?
Are these on the budget, or are these your notes?
These are in the budget.
Okay.
Everything for the emergency management side of it has stayed the same as last year. We're not increasing or decreasing at all, so we haven't asked for any more. I did put in for the grant on the EMPG grants and the nuclear grant. I'm just waiting to hear back on them granting us what we proposed to them.
What is OCV, John? 54028.
Oh, that's
the Everbridge. It used to be in the mayor's section of the budget and they moved it to emergency management because it will be covered by the grant that he inputs for.
But now it's another system, right?
That's the app, yeah.
That's the app, which is supposed to be cheaper, right?
Yes, I think it's $3,000 cheaper, $3,000 or $4,000.
Well, in the Everbridge, it's the module that what killed us. They were not $3,000, they were like $12,000 or something. All right, well, I don't see any, I just looked over, looking at 2025. And everything looks pretty static there, other than people's salaries, but that's a different story with looking at that. I guess now we move to emergency management, the fire marshal's office.
As far as just like the software has gone up a little bit, just because of the increase in it that we have. Training and conferences, don't have, we asked for 1,000, we didn't, you know, we're gonna do a couple classes there. We need to maintain 90 hours of continuing education on our side, so that's something that we need to keep up there. We had asked for an increase in the reference material, which is 53024. That was just due to the new NFPA that are coming out, and also we don't have NFP Link, which is a website that has all the books on it. So instead of paying for individual books, it's $129.99 times two, so it'd be me and the deputy that would have access to it.
So this Griffin from where your reference material is 53024 reference material?
Yes.
And you asked for $2,200, the mayor kicked it back to 1,000?
Yeah, I mean, it's not gonna.
Can you still get the reference materials without the link for 1,000?
Well, the link's only $130 a person.
Per person, so times two, that's $260. So that's half of it.
So we could drop this down to what, 260 times?
No, 260 would be just for the links.
So can we reduce that number down to that number? Is that what you're saying?
Well, there's another program for reference material that we are proposing to purchase. It's called Bluebeam. It is a blueprints program that is used by several architects where the drawings and all the adjustments can go back and forth between our office, the building department, and the architects themselves. It's strictly no paper, and it's everything is commented, so any adjustments that need to be made, we can also put on there that the like mark where we want things. So because they're constantly asking us, this will shorten the time frame for building things right now. So it'll reduce that
time. Does it come to you now in PDF form?
It comes in PDF, and then it goes, it's, and then it's paper, then it goes upstairs, downstairs.
Well, I kind of work in that world, and I work with probably about 30 towns, and they just do PDF editors and just add stuff to it or comments and send it back to me, so it's all done. But this is a separate software that you need to do that type of work?
Correct, it's $440 for the year.
And then you have the 260?
260, yep, for that. And then there's going to be the, for the membership fees that are classified underneath that for the fire marshal, New London County Fire Marshals that we use. And that's 50 times two, so it's $100.
This all under, what, I mean, are we still talking about 53024?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's just about 1,000, so I think 1,000 is fine for that.
But I would, you know, I would recommend it. I mean, I'm not saying that that's not the wave of the future is the Bluebeam, but I know other towns, if you have it in PDF, everybody can look at it. It's not like you have to have special software. And you can also annotate with normal office equipment or office software. So I would just, I know it's, it sounds like it's a good thing, but you're really not supposed to be adding stuff to a drawing as a town. You're supposed to just be saying it meets it or it doesn't. So it's not really a feature, because that's what the design professionals have to do.
Correct, but majority of times, such as where they want the strobes at and the smoke detectors when they're like close to a kitchen, they need to go down the hallway. They're gonna say, well, where in the hallway do you want them? Like
That's actually their job. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but that's actually, you know, they're the ones who are actually, when somebody, a design professional endorses a plan, they're supposed to be doing that as part of their job. So anyway, so leave it at 1,000, that's what I hear. Inspection supplies. In 2024, you had 8,000. 2025, you only had $280, basically. You budgeted for 2026, 500, and year to date, you spent 245, and you're asking for 3,600. And so what's going on there? I mean, you were literally all over the place on this.
So this one has is a specific request for a piece of item that we're looking at. This is going to be taking pictures of the room itself for when we go into investigations, which is this right here. This is a camera that is set up in the center of the room. This will add to our photos. There's three different ones that are on there that are in that packet. We've gone with the one that we've suggested. We've trialed these, we've looked at these, we've gone to Old Mystic and other fire departments, and we're asking to purchase that. There is no fee for like a reoccurring cloud fee, as you call it. All the other cameras did have that, but this one does not.
Isn't that the same type of technology that police use during accident investigations?
They do, but theirs is like $80,000. It's
but I mean,
it's
I know they're doing
well,
that now.
I mean, I know
the big difference.
So this is for a place that's on fire, after a fire, right?
Correct. It's an investigative piece of equipment.
So where are we deficient right now? So today, would you just take a normal camera picture?
Yes. Yes.
And it's not adequate?
It gives us a backup on things we need to look at. So if we don't see something, or we might skip something, or we are sequential. When we take pictures, but this one does the whole room. We put pieces of it all together, so it'll back up. So if we have any questions of any sort with insurance companies, things of that nature, it's more of a backup for us. And then, you know, we're not going to always remember where everything was, or we're not going to be able to get back into the scene to reinvestigate it. So
I mean, it sounds like a good idea, but I mean, has this been brought up for public safety, or is this the first time?
This has been brought up to public safety during my budget meeting.
And we have a public safety person here tonight. What are your take on this?
Well, I know we discussed it and even addressed the fact that the police are in an agreement with other towns on a similar system.
I know. Yeah, they were talking. So do we have access to the police to do the same thing?
I would assume so.
I know Chief Blanchett is fire investigator.
Right. It has to be on a special request, and the item itself is being held in East Lyme or Bullvine.
Yeah, we just joined. I know Chief Wendt said that we came into an agreement, and we bought some other something. I know we remember this. Chief Wendt was talking about it. We bought into a accident investigation. Is that similar?
It sounds like it is, but I details.
It does say
that may be the one the police have access to is for larger areas, whereas this is room size.
Yes.
Sounds like.
So how many fires do we have a year that need to be investigated on average?
You would have to say between one and two a month at least. That's not including the fires that we have.
What part?
The car fires that we have, hoarding conditions, things of that nature. So there are other reasons to have it, not just strictly fire.
No, it does say on here, $65.95 subscription, and you lose access if not paid.
That is for the camera, that's number three in the back. The one that you see, number one in the front, does not have a subscription, so this is a one-time purchase only.
And so that's not relative to this?
Correct, we just, all we did is we gave you comparisons, that's why we wanted that. We gave you three comparisons, so you guys are aware that this item right here doesn't have all the other clouds that you need to deal with. Not for sure, that's not a subscription.
I just feel like that this is not right commission to be discussing this, because it sounds like we need it, but also have a couple of questions on if we've already, if we're duplicating something, and I don't know. And if we already have we talked? Have you talked to the chief line chat about that? We did, we do have a accident investigation.
Yeah, it's called Pharaoh.
So.
They do have that, but it's only, they don't, again, it's only one camera for the county, for the area. We're not gonna always have access to it, so with this item, this one-time purchase, we'll always have it from now on. We won't have it for what we need it for.
I guess the thing I'm trying to say, is it a critical item, or is it a strong desire to have?
It's a, I would, it's a critical, because it'll help us solve the fire.
Well, it's not critical. Critical means you can't do your job without it.
I don't have it now.
That's a desire.
So, I think we need to answer that question, because we have a large increase in the budget this year. We've got, we haven't even got anything to date, so we're gonna have to come through that. So I'm just gonna put a big arrow by it. I'd like to see, I'm gonna hear from Commissioner Baker, what were your feelings on this?
It's the first time I've seen it, I've heard of it, from past experiences, but it's the first time I've actually seen this. Gotta make some motions about it. I mean, if we were investigating 20 fires a month, we were a lot busy and we weren't ready to see it now. I understand what you're saying, because when it goes to court, when you're trying to prove arson or something like that, you really, I'm gonna say, man, that's heinous. When you're trying to prove an arson case, they want every bit of evidence you have. And I would say this would probably be that very, very beneficial to you for that. So, arson cases, we don't have that many, but, I mean, I guess what I would like to do, I wouldn't mind leaving it in there. It may be sacrificial at some point, you know what I'm saying? But I'd also like to talk to the police chief and see if, you know, what he's got, how it works, and if it's similar to this, and if they can be interchanged, and I believe that one is part of a consortium of a number of towns too. So, depends on availability. I would say that I've got it highlighted with an arrow as well. We leave it sit for right now, and if it comes down to the tough decisions, then maybe we'll have to cross that bridge and get there.
Kate, what's your, or Counselor Southern, what's your?
I agree with what Brian said.
And I have three counselors in the back, so please weigh in if you guys have any opinions on this or knowledge of this. I'd like to hear it now if you or want to discuss anything on here.
Just first, I've never heard of it, to be honest with you. So you're gonna say, what's, how's it really gonna help us? And the thing I don't understand, it went from 8,024 down to 289, then you went to 500, then you went to 245, and I went to 1,000. If this was so important, I'm not being a wise guy, just being honest with that number. Why does the number jump that high when it wasn't that high 3 years ago?
Yeah, well, I think it may be.
I can't speak for my, the previous fire marshals.
Oh, okay.
You know,
is his budget?
Yeah, I don't, that's not, this is.
I don't know that, okay, thank you, I appreciate that.
So this is, you know, what I'm proposing this year, all necessary things that are appropriate to bring the fire marshal's office up to.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Well, it does sound like you did talk to the public safety about it. I don't know if you got their endorsement on it, but I think on something like this, if we're going to do something that maybe has a subscription or has long-term, you know, investment, that we need to kind of hear, I'd like to hear from the other entities that you work with, right? And just see, and then I'd have an endorsement. I do the same thing for a lot of stuff in the public safety or public works, and we get a new item, you know? And I just don't know if this is the, even though you're not testing the waters on the finance, I just think I'd like to hear more about it before I just say yes. So if you could maybe look into, Julie?
So I can comment on why 2024, the inspection supplies was 8,000. It's because the ESO inspection software, which was new in 2024, hit there, which is in, and now it's in its separate line item 52200.
Just one other quick question before I lose the time. Do any other municipalities around us have this?
That specific camera, no, but Mystic is updating theirs from where they had it to that specific camera.
What is the one in Norwich, the bigger cities around the city, Rotten?
Unknown.
Okay.
But it'll help support our cases if we have anything that we need to go to court for. So it will definitely assist in it. So even if it comes to a fatal, you know, it doesn't have to be specifically arson.
Yeah. Yes, what the police have theirs for.
Yeah, I would like to see if we can combine resources. Because I just feel like I've heard this same thing of the specialized survey soft, you know, system camera. And I just want to make sure we're not duplicating. If we're duplicating, I just think we're just adding cost to the taxpayer. So I'd like to just root that out before we go and say yes on it. That's just my opinion. I'm going to let the other counselors.
Just confirming that it is a one time purchase. It's not a continuous purchase.
Okay.
So we will get its use out of it for sure.
Yeah. Anything else on the.
Okay.
Do you have any other things to discuss with the.
Yeah, you've got to.
Page 71.
Fire protection?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess one question I have is on 5100, which is overtime. I know this has jumped around many years because we were short staff. We were down to 13 at one point, and we were up to 50, and then we're back to 14. We're back up to 16, and back down to 15. So it's been jumping around, and I know what's happened within the last 3 to 5 years that it's really took a hold. So, and I know, are we confident with this $100,000 is going to cover what we need for overtime going forward for the career guy?
Well, I'll just jump in. I know you're going to direct that to you, but I will say that one of the things we did was, you know, we had a court decision where we needed to have two firemen at a firehouse. And so what that does, during that, in 2024, we were deficient. We had to, you know, force people to do overtime. Since then, we've hired on more firemen, and that was the other thing, getting three firemen in a certain reasonable amount of time. It helped curb down the overtime, and we saw that as soon as you could see it, as soon as a fireman was hired, trained, got their necessary certifications, you can start to see the overtime come down. We did that with department two and then department number three. And so, maybe Julie, you can speak to that, how the overtime for that is faring out.
So I'm looking at the trend now and it looks slightly lower, but not at, like, for instance, pay period ending last week, 416, overtime was $6,189, 423, $4,851. But then April 2nd was $2,930. Seems to fluctuate quite a bit week to week. I don't know why that is. I mean, even in March, there was a week of $9,000 in overtime. So if this trend continues, I think it should probably be bumped up to 200,000 at least.
I think, Julie, and I could be wrong, that bump in March, you ordered more firefighters in during the snowstorms.
Correct.
So that might, that might have been a spike, if
that
I remember correctly.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't really want to base a $100,000 delta on that. What's the trend since we've got a full complement of firemen? Now, we had a fireman, where are we at on the, we just recently hired a fireman about 2 months ago.
I think we have 16, yeah.
We should be, I'm hoping to have him cleared by next week.
And
so that'll put us up at full staff at 16.
So that should help with the overtime. Is that correct? That was the understanding.
That was it, because that shift was always open and it's, you know, at once every 3 days that it was, up.
So let's do the 100,000. If we need to adjust it later, we can. I mean, that's it's an unknown.
When did you say he would be clear?
Next week.
So we could look at it in 3 weeks and see,
mm-hmm.
and then adjust as necessary.
Yeah.
And the other thing too is, I mean, I was perusing through the CBA that you have with career firefighters, and if I remember correctly, we've got probably a third of your staff right now has got less than 5 years on the job. So they're not earning the amount of vacation time as your tenured people, the same amount as your tenured people. So when we budget for it, we're going to show a lower roll budget for those guys, and when they hit the 5 year mark, that's when they get their next big bump for vacation time. So right now, with a third of the staff earning minimum vacation time, that is probably going to change within the next couple of years, because we're going to have to budget for more. If I got this figured right, I'm just trying to think. I think we've hired six within the last 5 years, if I remember. About six guys. Well, I was counting heads today, and I think I got them all, but I might have missed one. So, yeah.
I'm looking at the firehouses, the four firehouses, and I thought there was a MOU or a adjustment to that in the past, and it went to 103,000. The mayor has it proposed at a flat 100,000. So it was, blew me up
on
that.
I pulled the fire agreements, and the ones that were sent to me are from 2018. So I don't know if there was an amendment to that after the fact. Does any of the chiefs know if there was an amendment to the agreement?
As far as like a guaranteed amount?
Yeah.
Right. No, there was no guaranteed amount.
Because in that agreement, it just says it's up to the discretion.
Yeah, no, the past practices, it was 3% is what we've been getting. So like last year was 103. This year we put in for 106. But it's showing that we're 100. So we're not only not, according to the mayor's budget, not only not getting the 3,000 for this year, they're taking 3,000 that was given to us from last year. So it's a $6,000.
So in item number eight of the agreement, it says the company shall submit to the town copies of its annual financial statements, budget to actual reports, and the use of the town appropriated funds. The town, in accordance with the charter, will appropriate funds in its sole discretion that deems it appropriate for the company each year. So it may have been past practice, but it's not in the contract.
So have you guys submitted your financials for the year?
Budgets were all turned in.
What's that?
Budgets were all turned in.
No, this is the financials of the 103,000.
I can send you. I'm not sure.
I think that's what,
automatically or not.
The finance director was saying, that's part of the thing is, so I guess that's what the mayor based that on was. That the financial.
Yeah, so we send it, we break it down, like, how much did you spend, how much are you proposing, and that's what we've been sending year after year.
Alright.
But have we provided the audit reports as well?
We can send whatever they want.
I'm only guessing.
But nobody's asked for it.
No one's, yeah.
I mean, it's.
Well.
I'll provide what they asked for.
You tell me is.
Right.
This, they wanna know how much we spend, how much we're.
In theory, it has been asked, it's in your firefighter, you know, agreement, so it is, it's actually in there, so it is something that should be presented.
Sure.
No, I wouldn't say that it would be.
I agree wholeheartedly, my first year as chief, I submitted that, and I was told, what are all these big numbers? I said, well, that's what it actually costs.
There you go.
And they wanted to know, no, we only care about that 100,000, or 103,000.
Well, that's effectively what it means, is that we give, we wanna see how the 100,000 was used, what was used for, that's all.
Well, and the financial statements would show the revenues they're bringing in, which would then have an effect on how much the town disperses to them.
Did you hear what the finance director said?
So, are you in here?
No.
I said the audit statements would show your revenues and expenditures and how much money was brought in from things like ambulance billing, et cetera, which would have an effect on how much the town would appropriate to each firehouse.
That's what I submitted a year and a half ago, and I was told that done.
Well, we also had a different finance director then.
No, and that's fine.
So, I apologize for any confusion on that, and then we can go.
I'm just saying, that's fine.
Just tell me what you want, and I'll submit.
I think that's practice on our nonprofits too, I think any of that, is that, am I correct on it? If we donate, you're supposed to do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, town expended funds?
Yeah.
So it would be town expended funds, not all funds. It wouldn't be every fund.
No, it'd be as town expended.
It would only be town expended funds.
But the finance also said she wanted to see the revenues.
Well, your audit would show everything, wouldn't it? I assume so.
The I mean, I guess the full audit would, yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Who's doing the full audit?
I mean, it's my understanding that the only thing that would be audited was the town appropriated funds.
Right.
That's my understanding of how it goes. From past experience, that's how we did it, we were required to show what was provided by the town, appropriated by the town.
So the finance director sends it to the board, what the finance director is looking for, I think the fire chief should probably accommodate all that.
Well, she did.
Yeah, I'm just going by what it says in the agreement, it says copies of your annual financial statements, which would be your full audit.
So, a full audit isn't required unless you make over a certain dollar amount, most departments aren't making that. You know, by tax regulations, my account.
Well, it's whatever the fire agreement is with the town.
Sure.
I don't know what thresholds you're using, but we gotta look at that, that's the request, it says your full. I don't know if you can just say, yeah, we didn't make enough, so we're not doing it, I think we do need to see, you know, realistically, how the $100,000 was spent, I guess.
Yeah, I can see it.
So that was just what the 103, the amounts budgeted were based on, it's just based on that excerpt from the contract. We didn't, at the time we did the budget, we didn't see anything that about the past practice of 3%. And then just in the future, with the department request this year, I know we had some scheduling problems, and it was kind of my first year coordinating with the firehouses and the public safety committee as well. Next year, we'll have to coordinate earlier in the year, like maybe February or early March, because this year, everything was just too late to get in.
Yeah, but now we did submit 106, and it only shows 103 submitted, and we were given 3 days to submit it from request, and
Is that what came up?
That was done on my end.
Is that what came up from public safety, or is that what submitted?
There was just a lot of confusion about public safety commission, the budget, department request. It was just unorganized, and we weren't able to get all the fire requests into the department requests timely, so that's why it wasn't reflected there.
I do know that there was several public safety meetings that were, didn't have a quorum or didn't meet, so maybe we gotta really watch that, make sure that we are mindful of that.
But I know I was, I submitted it within the time, the 3 days that I was given to submit, it was submitted.
So moving on, so more to come on that.
So where is it, where are we recommending the figure be?
Right now, right now we have four things coming in from different fire departments.
So right now, you're gonna leave it at 100,000, because that's what's in the proposed?
Well, the way it really works is, this is the mayor's budget. We're going over it to see if what the mayor put in there is justified or not. The real test is we approve this budget, or deny it, and we do a line to line. So in that time, I think we ought to give what Ms. Chapman, the finance director, has asked for, and then we can educate ourselves of what we need to do. Is that fair enough?
Yep, just want to make sure that we're all on the same page here.
I just want to make sure that we have what the fire service agreement says. It says we need to have numbers and audits and stuff, and we should have that so we can make a decision. So, going to the next one, training and conferences, it's a large spike there. The department requested $10,000 from the past 3 years. You've probably been running around maybe 3,000 average, and then the mayor knocked it down to 7,050.
Correct.
So what's going on there?
So right now I have 12 EMT refreshers at $400 each, and then I have five that are going to pump operator class at $450 each. And that's one of those requirements by the
CBA?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we did do that for the different certifications for different.
So they're working on getting those asked.
Julie, were you aware of that?
Yes.
So is $7,050 enough? Is everybody gonna be doing it this year?
No, we're gonna send a few here, a few there. We're gonna make sure that
That's why we knocked it down a little, yeah.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that we, not everybody at once. Plus, on top of that, then I gotta do the overtime. I can't do that. So, send a couple this year, a couple next year.
So, that brings up a question. If one of these classes happens to be on a Saturday, and that person is not working on a shift, then you still have to pay them overtime for going to the class?
Correct.
Yeah, I was explained to me by the chief of police that all training is pretty much overtime, regardless. So.
Okay.
So if you did the full thing, the numbers you gave me, that's $6,600, and then you probably got some other training in there. So, but you're, by your own admission, you're not going to send all 12 or what at once, but you're going to spread it over
the next 2 years. Yeah.
Okay. So what do you need next year? Because right now.
Next year, I'm only sending 5 to pump operator, and then I have the 12 EMT refreshers that I need, that I'm gonna be doing, that I need to set up.
Now, can any of this training be done in-house? I know the pump operator is different, but what about the EMT training? Does that have to go to a, okay.
Even if we did it in-house, it would still be, I mean, not in-house, even if we did it internally, whatever you wanna call it, like online, you'd still be paying the same amount of money. They're not gonna, $4, $4.
Because I was told there was a couple of people that is in the fire department that can do training, that were certified to do training, is that correct?
That's fire training, that's not.
That's fire, yeah, I don't have any EMS instructors.
You got no EMS on.
No.
Alright, so $7,050 will cover the base that we just talked.
Correct.
Right.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
How long is the EMT refresher course good for?
It is good for 2 years.
2 years.
So this year, so this past year, we only sent 8 this year, no. Do math here, 4.6. We only sent 4 this year, but next year, this coming year is when a lot of them are grouped together, so we'll be sending 12. And then the following year, you'll be sending 4, you know, like it goes back and forth.
Now, does this include, this does not include the volunteer fire department?
That's correct, it's strictly on the rear staff.
Study across here, the volunteers sending their folks?
They do it on their own time.
On their own time.
And we pay for their classes.
Alright, any questions?
Yeah, let's circle back to the old thing.
No,
Oh, wow, on that one.
No, we'll go back to that, we'll go back to that, so let, no, no, let's, I wanna make sure everything's covered. Physicals.
I have a comment on that.
Yeah.
That's with the addition of the special cancer screening.
Yep, I remember that.
$360 a person.
Yeah, is that gonna be every year or just every so often?
I think it's every 2 years, if I remember right.
And that's a state mandate, right, or state law?
It's not a law, it was just something that the state insurance plan was offering that the town wanted to offer to be comparable.
Okay. Alright. Councilor Baker, talk overtime.
Yeah, I'll go back to the overtime. Julie, you recommended maybe bumping it up to 200,000?
No, but keep it the same, I thought.
Well, if you do the math on year-to-date, we're looking at about $256,298 this year. You do the math, that's about what we're looking at spending this year on overtime.
But we've had 2 new.
But still, when you look at year-to-date, $192,224 divided by 9 multiplied times 12, that's what we're on track to spend this year is $256, so.
But we have 2 firefighters that have come online since then.
Mm-hmm.
One just is about to come online, another one came in.
I think it is definitely going to be over $100,000, but I think that we should wait the 2 weeks for him to come on, see the average of the overtime and then multiply that, do the average of that and bump it up.
And it's not that I don't wanna put money into overtime, but remember, once we put money in, then we're gonna be taxing our citizens on that. And it's, right now it's an unknown, I just wanna make sure that it's easier to make that up at the end of the year.
I think it's gonna go up, we're gonna have to adjust the line, I think we should just wait to adjust it when we have the correct numbers.
That's what I want, your recommendation.
Yeah.
June and July, when a lot of the vacations start coming.
I was just gonna say, we're getting in a vacation season.
I know, why don't it take at least a month off, so.
Yeah, usually, if I remember right, when we were looking at it, public safety, from that standpoint, after November 1, it usually drops off until about April 1st. Then the nice season comes in April 1st till October, and that's when everybody starts jumping on vacation time, so that's why I'm asking the questions.
Alright, any questions in the back? Any questions in the back from my fellow councilors?
No, that's it. We have anything else on for the fire side or?
The only other thing that I will mention is, which firehouse is getting the fire truck delivered this year?
Chester, Montville.
So when that is about 4 or 5 months out from delivery, I'll need to know so I can set up the lease for it. Cause that's new in our debt service for that truck. I don't think we have anything else in capital for fire.
Should have been air packs and turnout gear.
We did have a ladder truck. Better be.
I hear what you're saying.
Those all got pushed out to next year.
With in reference to the air packs, I can live without the air packs, but I presently am on the sliding scale for the bottles. I need the bottles at least.
Where are we on the capital on that?
It's the first page after the yellow.
Okay.
Fires in the middle.
After the yellow?
Yep.
Chief, when is your addition, current addition air pack you have now, when does that expire for the 20 year?
They were grand packs and they're almost at their life expectancy now.
And then once that hits that life expectancy of 20 years, Scott no longer supports.
Right, they don't have any upgrades.
Parts or maintenance or anything for them.
Yeah, there's no upgrades, no nothing. I'm not a 100% sure.
We're not gonna change that.
I'm not sure that actual speed, but I know like the air bottles, they're 15 and they're probably problem. I have 36, I think. I think that's 36.
I believe we're on page 103.
Yep, there you go.
So Chief, tell us what, how many bottles do you actually, it sounds like that's a near critical type thing.
It is mission critical, because once they use the edits in them, I can't refill them.
So.
Is that the same thing as an SCBA?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the.
We do have some money budgeted for that, and we have some money left over from last year.
Yeah, I could say, I mean, we had a, there was a significant amount of money put aside for SCBA last year. A lot of them went off. Is that which account is it doing?
$54094. We currently have $14,000 available. That's for the SCBAs. And then we have firefighter gear. We have $3,720 available.
That first number again, Julie, I'm sorry.
$14,000.
14163.
Now keep in mind, this is money that was approved last year.
And then let me look at what we're carrying forward.
That wasn't spent for what was intended to this.
Yes. What was the term
well,
again?
it can still be spent this year.
Right.
And that's going to carry
all I'm
forward.
Saying is, we probably shouldn't be doing that in this thing, but that's something that somebody who's in charge of that should be looking at, keeping track of.
The dollar amount that was given last year for the air packs, the air packs and the bottles, and that's what they came in at. It's just $56. Yeah, 50, I think it's 55.
Yeah.
55,
800. So it looks like.
I think we had 9,000 left over from last year that's still available. If I, let me just see if I can pull it up.
5,400 right now. You're paying 5,000.
Chief, how many bottles do you need out of the 31?
36. I think I need
more.
Two.
Just
Second.
I said, I need the 36, but I actually need 42. I'm buying six out of my operating budget.
So what I was getting at before we get to into all the nuances, there was money set aside last budget to do work, and I'd like to know where we are on that. And do we still need the, maybe we can take some money and get these boxes.
The money that was approved from last year was spent. Whenever the price came back, those were all market price. Since we bought in volume, you get a couple dollars here, a couple dollars there. That's the couple dollars difference. Unbeknownst to me, there was anything left over.
Well, that's
so I have something labeled turnout gear replacement, $9,803 available.
We all bought 10 cents. 20 cents.
20 cents. That's how Mike.
What's the number again?
That was from fiscal year 25 carry forward.
What was that number again?
9,803.
And normal, anything that's left of this carryover.
Yeah, in capital, yes.
Right. So I guess we need to look into that and see if we can get your bottles, right?
Well, if anything, I just need the bottles. So it's roughly 55.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, there's 9,000, then there's 3,000. It's either 3,120 or 3,900, and there's 14,000.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's between turnout gear and the bottles.
Yeah, so which one of these are SCBAs?
14,163.
I remember getting money for that because there was a bunch of SCBAs that were either they weren't compatible with other departments. But anyway,
4 years ago.
But anyway, there was something like that that we needed to get more SCBAs.
Every so often, like there is usually an upgrade. There is no upgrade for these packs anymore. They meet their life expectancy.
So it looks like there's money available for SCBAs.
For bottles.
So the bottles are going to cost 14 grand?
They're going to cost $55,800.
They're $1,500 a piece for a bottle.
Okay.
And then your turnout gear, looks like you got about 12,000 and change total between the two that are left over. And Julie, you said that 9830 was FY 24-25?
Yes.
And 3120 was FY 25-26?
Yeah, it's current year budget.
And the air packs was this year too as well?
Yes.
So I guess we need to find out what the delta is to get the 55,000.
Yeah, it's $55,000, yes.
So
whatever the difference is.
And that would be for air packs?
Air bottles.
No.
Air packs.
Yeah,
the SCBA is the mask and air bottle, and then
back.
And then that's the whole equipment, and then but they already had the equipment. Their air bottles are out of date. They have a
15 years.
Okay.
Yeah, 15 years. So
because they had put in for air packs 180,000, so is that all replacement gear?
That is the 180,000 for the air packs is the air packs, the bottles, and the face piece.
That's the complete SCBA.
Correct.
Complete ensemble.
Oh.
Yes, exactly.
And the bottles, extra bottles. Mm-hmm. To go with them. I'm just looking because you cut that whole item out. I still need the bottles.
Right. So again, you need the. Did public safety work with? On this one at all? This should be.
They submitted what they need, and you need to work these, replace these things.
Well, I meant the ins and outs of where we are on it. And this is really kind of a department head, public safety level. When it comes to us, we should just be saying yes, no, and you know.
We've always done this. You sat there many a times.
I know. I'm just trying to get the process work the way it's supposed to.
And if you would, Chief, explain why you need so many cylinders.
I have enough cylinders to do all of our, each pack has to have a spare cylinder, and I carry additions into that because I carry the cascade system.
So you, those are spare cylinders for the entire fire service in the town?
It's more spare cylinders, yes.
So they have, when you go to a scene of fire, you need spare cylinders in that truck? While you're waiting to fill them, you can put them on these guys' air packs and they go. That's where I'm getting at.
And just a little history, I had to develop a charging system on a Virginia-class submarine to charge those. And it's not easy.
Nope.
Why?
You're gonna have to compress it.
No, we got 4,000 PSI air. You can charge those guys.
Oh, yeah.
But they get really hot and you can only do so many PSI a minute or they'll go into detonate mode.
Quick question. For capital for next year and the year after is $300,000 for SCBAs.
That's for, if they make an upgrade for the packs that have been purchased prior. And if anybody happens to need bottles that were missed or if we need bottles again. I'm trying to stay ahead of it, but the mandates that come out, like the one set of packs, they don't even make parts for it anymore because it was a mandate upgrade. They never made any parts for it during COVID. That's how we ended up in half the problem we did. They still don't make the part. It's easier for them to throw it away and make us buy it.
The turnout gear, just to change direction a little bit, 10 years.
Right. And I think last financial meeting, last year, Fire Marshal, we came up with a five-year plan so that, you know, you'll get a set, well, initial issue, you'll get two. And then somewhere in there, they'll do a five, we switch to a five, and then that way you're always got something.
Well, that works out fine and handy for his people because they're the same people. Our people change. And it's supposed to be fitted to you as best as possible.
Yeah. And I was, do the full-time firemen have places to keep their spare firefighting ensemble?
Well, you got that in your budget last year.
Yeah, the retirement purchase, and we're putting it together as we speak.
So every fireman has a place to keep their fire equipment when they're in a firehouse. Right, that's good. Because I know that was a problem in the past.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? So we got to find out about, we still got research to do on this, where we are, we will do it. I just want to know what it's going to be. And right now, it sounds like there's some money on the table from this year left over that we can merge in and get these to $55,000. Is that the way you'll see it, Julie?
Yeah, I'll sit down with John and we can go through each item and see what's left and then let you know what we need.
Because I'm just doing my quick math here and it looks like we got almost $30,000 sitting here of something, so.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if some of this is spoken for already or not or whatever, so.
Well, normally the capital funds that we didn't use go into a rollover account so we can use them.
They did. That's what the $9,000 is for turnout gear last year. That rolled forward.
So we're going to use that for bottles, I think.
Okay.
We're going to get your bottles. We just got to work the math.
Yeah.
So. You were looking like, we're not going to, you know, we're going to make sure it happens.
Okay, you want to? I hate to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing, and that is the ladder.
The ladder
I,
truck?
Yeah, I recognize that there's a limited amount of money and move it out next year, but how long?
The whole thing with the ladder truck is, yeah, it's probably going to be about $2.2 million. It's going to take 4 years to build. So if you figure out either financing or putting money away or whatever, put partial money away or whatever you're going to do.
Is that the M15?
Yes. Keep kicking the can down the road. The price is going to go
up. We're not kicking
the can
down the road.
Yeah.
So it is on capital. One, two, three, for 4 years though.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit is put in each year, so if this plan is to stay the course on that, we'll have the money set aside in 4 years.
And we did ask for a SIP grant on that this year, and we're gonna keep doing that, so we are looking for it.
I understand.
And then,
But you gotta commit.
Right, if you don't, I can't build specs.
Our commitment is on the capital plan, and we're gonna start looking at how to get it funded.
Understand, but if we wait 4 years before we sign a contract.
It'll be 3 million.
It's gonna be, yeah, see, 3 million. So if you sign.
I mean, Hertz Rental doesn't have one sitting in the back lot that we can use? I know what you're saying, so.
But, I mean, if we were to start the process now, putting the money aside, because we're not gonna be seeing the truck.
What, did you see what finance director did tonight?
Yeah.
We've got a fire truck being delivered in the next 4 months, and she's gonna do the actual money to pay for the lease purchase. And so it's gonna be something similar to that.
We are just concerned because we've seen this before, we move it down.
So what do you need to move forward with signing the contract so they can start building it?
We just need the specs.
From
the chief and his.
So not the town side?
Well, the town needs to say they want us to move forward.
Well, what they're gonna need is, they're gonna need a resolution and a purchase order.
Right.
So we need to do a resolution at one of our town meetings to say, we are obligated to do this.
Yeah.
Money, and this is how much, and then we'll get a price, and then we'll start working on how.
Once you sign a contract, you get a price, but if you.
Yeah.
You gotta bid, it's gotta be put out to bid.
Well, okay, yeah, but what I'm saying is, we're not gonna be stuck, you know, putting $250,000 into the capital every year to show that, so we're gonna wait and see what it is, and then we'll do a lease purchase type scenario, so it'll be, you know, hopefully some of the other things we have are paid off in the next 4 or 5 years by the time they get it built.
Yeah, but if they sign the contract now, it's gonna be cheaper to sign the contract now, and know in 5 years we have to do it, than wait and sign a contract.
Absolutely.
So I agree that the ball should get moving on that to sign it.
Right.
When the price is low.
But also I wanna see what other things we got lease purchase are gonna be dripping off, because we've added two in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
And I wanna see, so we can start looking at it and seeing what we have. Does everyone see the process? So, public safeties, give us a number.
Yep. Well, we've got a basic number.
Number's not very far left.
Yeah. And it should be very familiar, because we did the same thing with M-37.
We do it with every one of them, but the next one's coming up in 2930, we're replacing 23.
Maybe.
Well,
we're gonna have AI, and fires are gonna be imaginary, come on.
Outlaw fires, huh?
Yeah.
Don't worry, lithium batteries are keeping us busy.
How many lithium battery fires have you had? Seriously.
You're about due for one, aren't you?
Hey, I talked to the, I talked to the owner, and they don't accept lithium batteries at all, so you're probably not gonna see it.
We accept the transfer.
You come in.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, but as long as you just don't grind them up.
No, they have to consent.
All right, remarks from the counselors?
I have none.
Question?
What you got?
Proposal for 4 firefighters?
I don't think that's on the mayor's agenda.
Okay.
So I don't know what, you want us to weigh in on that, or?
Well, it's definitely needed, for sure, and with the schedule that you guys requested, that we spoke about, and everything I put together.
Yeah.
So, and the numbers, I have it all on the board that I brought in with me, so I would highly recommend it.
Is it going through public safety?
Brought it to us at our budget meeting, unfortunately it was last minute, and said, need 4 firefighters.
I'd like it to go to public safety and get an endorsement from, was it 9 members that are on the public safety?
7.
There's 7 people of the public I'd like to hear from on that. before it comes to me, if that's all right, because that's the way it's supposed to be. The public safety looks at it and says, they shoot holes in it, or says, yeah, let's do it. And then you can look at, ask Julie to say, hey, if we get four, is that gonna cut down overtime? That type of stuff. Then you got the other part of it, I think you're gonna talk about is, do we need it and why we need it? So those are the questions will be, hopefully, will be answered at public safety. Now, did you propose it to public safety and they said they don't wanna talk about it? Or when's your next public safety meeting?
27th.
Well, you guys could have a special meeting, you know.
All those things are gonna affect other numbers in the budget though too.
I know.
It's gonna affect social security, health insurance, pension. So something like that really needs to come before finance in February.
Right.
Because all those other numbers are finalized in the budget and would need to be changed if we added new positions.
If the four firefighters are added on overtime, it cuts down by half. And you won't be paying for pension, you won't be paying for this or that, so.
Are they part-time?
No, they're gonna be full-time because it's gonna be Monday through Friday.
Then why wouldn't they pay for pension?
The finance director's right, they're gonna be part of a CBA, right?
Yes.
Well, they have pensions and everything, they're gonna have.
Correct, but if you hire the 16 on overtime, then you won't be paying for it. You won't be paying it because they're working the shift on overtime.
I'm not following, John, sorry.
I know, I got it, if you give me just one second. So as recorded here, station two and station four slash three have 24-hour coverage, okay? So if we add two firefighters to station two, which is one of the busiest areas that we have, okay? And then at one point, station four, station three, the 24-hour people that are there now will be at a station, depending on what the litigation is. So we would like to cover Chesterfield.
Wait. Litigation, what are we talking about?
The them going back and forth between station three and station four.
The appeal?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
It's still ongoing.
I know.
It's still in the process. So their hours would be from 08 to 16:24. The reason is from 08, from 7 to 8, there's not really that much of busy time that I see, but I see it from 8 o'clock. So when the volunteers get home, which are probably around 4:30 in the afternoon, so that would cover that time frame that they're not there. Okay, so you'll be adding two on station three, and then you'll be adding two on station four. So that would give you a total of 8 guys. Now, if you were to hire full time with the pension and everything else, it's $120,000 straight down the board, which would cost you $960,000.
So you,
for the
I
year.
Thought you said these new people weren't part-time.
I don't know that. They're not, they would be full-time. So then, the thing about it is if you look at the 8 a.m. to 6, till 16:24, okay, Monday through Friday, that is a full-time position. But if you do it on overtime, you're only spending $72,000 per firefighter instead of $120,000. Because you're not paying for pension, you're not paying for this. So you're paying for a firefighter on overtime at $72,000.
So you're saying overtime is better?
Overtime is much better than hiring with a full-time firefighter.
So then why are you proposing four new firefighters?
Four positions. Okay. Would be probably the correct terminology.
Are you talking about a different, are you talking about a schedule change?
No, we'd be adding, right now we only have these two right here and these two.
Okay.
So I'd be adding these four additional positions.
So, okay, let's do this. How many firefighters in the first column does this involve? I mean, would this be a complement of, what do we have now, 16 firefighters?
You have 16 firefighters full-time.
Currently,
yes.
Currently. And then the second column, would that be 20 firefighters?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Would that be 20 firefighters?
That would be, no, because you would add two here and two here, so you add four at full time. Because they would only work Monday through Friday.
I, think.
But on top of the 16, that would make 21.
Yes.
I think we should sit down and go through it and come up with the cost together and then see.
Are we gonna have total more than 16 firefighters?
Yes, you'll have 20.
That's what I did. So it's 20 firefighters.
Yes.
So, yeah, this is turning in, this is like.
Can I say something real quick? I'm sorry. Is it really 20 people or is it the same 16 covering 20 shifts?
Right.
It'd be, for this one right here, on overtime, it'd be the 16 covering the 20 positions.
Okay, I think that's
okay.
What everybody was getting on the.
Where here, you're right. Actually hiring, you're actually gonna hire 4 additional, so you'll have a total of 20
right.
Full-time.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, but that still doesn't, to me that doesn't equate, because if you're going to have.
That's a schedule change, that's not.
Yeah,
that's a schedule.
This is only covering, it's not a schedule change, because in their CBA, it says that we can have this shift on there, which would, and it has previously been done before they got together. So having these 4 additional, just to cover during the daytime when the volunteers are at work, would be fine. Because it covers the busyness, it covers all of the calls that come in, and even we've turned over, I mean.
I need a 100% straight answer. How many full-time firefighters are we going to employ on each one of these scenarios? I'm not talking about schedules, I'm talking about how many human beings are we going to have to do each one of those?
How many human beings?
Well, firemen.
Column 20, column 2, 16.
You got 20 here and 16 here.
So my question then is, because 16, which is what we have now on the overtime, looks like the better option.
Correct. Because you're.
So why are we proposing 4 new firefighters?
I'm showing you the difference, because if you wanted to hire 4 full-time firefighters, then it would be $960,000.
But is that what you wanted?
I would like to. I had my options, just like I did with the camera. You have to have 2 options or 3 options,
okay.
Right? So I'm not just going to come forward and say this is what it is.
I've dabbled in the overtime. The issue is with overtime is you have, and Councilor Baker alluded to it, you have vacation, you have training, you have people that get sick. All those have got to be put into the wicket to be able to really accurately look at your overtime. I don't know if I'm you're looking at it from a very, I think, linear trajectory on that as far as establishing the overtime and the reduction, because you're still going to have people going on vacation. You're still going to have a lot of things. I just don't know. I mean, that's almost a $200,000 savings, and we're using the same number of people. So I'm trying to figure out.
If you add 4, what I'm coming up with is that would add in your overtime another $288,000. 72 times 4, because he's doing it all on overtime. So that's $288,000 now that goes on top of your current overtime that you have for that department.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, because we haven't looked. So overtime's a funny animal, John. I'm telling you, it's not a just throw somebody in there and send them, it goes away. So you gotta, it's some hard math. And I don't know, I like the effort here, but I think we need to.
Then also, Julie was alluding to, I think what she's headed to, is all these guys are on steamers. You gotta pay more into the pension. You gotta take that into consideration, because now they're on overtime. So you're paying more into their pension each shift.
Yeah.
So again, this 288 is just at face value, just in overtime, which adds, say we're gonna go with, you put 100 in this year we're talking about, now it's going to 388 in overtime. Then if one of them can't make it, you gotta pay somebody else overtime to come in. My fear with that plan is you're gonna end up with people that could be working 3 or 4 days straight, but they get a day off. That is not safe. That's not safe for these guys.
Yeah, I think
that's that's one of the big concerns I have, but I think we need to flush this out, because again, what I see exactly what Tim's asking. Are we gonna have now, we're gonna have a 24/72, and then we're gonna have a 5/40 shift, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think.
Way too much in this.
I think on public safety, you guys know how firehouses operate and what they're capable of and what we need. I need somebody to put some experience on this too and just look at it and give a little bit of a sanity. I like the numbers. I just don't know, because initially you said four more people. And right now, for us to try to scope out four more people into the budget, it's not gonna happen. I mean, we need to be looking at that early in the year. Like, we need to be looking at it now for next budget season. You know, so that's the kind of the way we, you know, because right now we're trying to make next year's fit, and we still don't know what the state's gonna give us, if they're gonna give us anything at all. So.
If you had to add four new guys, that's $480,000 for the firefighters.
And they're not gonna be online until they get 6 months in or seven, eight, 9 months in.
And they're gonna pay overtime while they're training and everything else, so this.
So, all right,
Far reaching ramifications.
I think you got something there, but I think we're gonna have to run it through the wickets and make sure, is this a sea change from how we do our business?
Yeah, because I mean, we're gonna be adding more, and there's gonna be more, you know, they'll fill the ambulances that we need to and have the firefighters that we need during the daytime. It's more of a public safety thing than it is anything else to make sure that everybody's safe, you know?
Well, yeah.
You're talking about, you know, construction, which is getting crappier. And then you got all the stuff that's inside the building, which is gonna go up 3 minutes. It's a good amount, but every 3 minutes that goes on, it gets worse and worse and worse.
Fire.
Yeah, the fire gets worse and worse and worse. They could be on the scene, you know, within 6 minutes. Okay.
Well, this is a different story. I mean, that's a good story to be talking about. That's why I think we need to really move this out.
I mean, it's great adding. You would have two crews in Station 2. Daytime, weekdays, and that's good. Then you'd have somebody daytime in Chesterfield, daytime, and that's good. So you get these rigs out when they're needed. I mean, that's all good, but yeah, you're right.
Well, here's one. What is, I don't want to get into this right now.
Let me ask one quick question then. I think before this whole thing gets too far, we've got four fire chiefs sitting in this room, too. They need to be part of this conversation as
well. That's kind of why I'm saying,
they need to be part of this conversation. Not just, I mean, we're hearing, and don't take it personal. We're hearing from you. We're hearing from the union side. We need to hear from the four fire chiefs that are in town right now. We need to know what they think, what their thoughts are, and what they envision the service being going down the road.
I don't, obviously Mohegan doesn't have a problem with this plan. I didn't know that this was the plan, but I don't have a problem.
Well, I think it needs to be looked at more a little bit.
Well, I wholeheartedly agree. Especially from a taxpayer standpoint, but you know, for a coverage standpoint, obviously I like it because it gives me more people in my building all day long. But you know, I also haven't talked to my membership about it because I haven't seen the plan, so it's not, you know, I don't, you know, I speak for the department, but I also ask my department.
Well, we have all four departments here tonight, right? I don't want to get into a discussion tonight. Could you guys have a public safety meeting or a meeting amongst the chiefs and discuss it and get this thing rolling to see which way we can go with it? I mean, I think that's fair enough. I mean, but right now, we're going to start looking at $500,000 to budget for four or five things. I'm not going to do that here tonight. But I do like the initiative, and I think it's a good idea. We just got to really look at it from a
practicality.
Yeah. All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.